How many times have you heard the phrase, use your epinephrine first and fast in case of anaphylaxis? Whether this is the first time or you've heard it a lot, this episode is for you because you're going to learn some essential tips that you need as a food allergy parent. Let's get to it. Hey, food allergy mama. If you're here, you've likely experienced the scary and lonely food allergy diagnosis with your child. Unfortunately, food allergy parents aren't taught how to navigate the food allergy lifestyle, and it's easy to feel alone and discouraged sometimes. But I'm here to show you that food allergy life doesn't have to feel restrictive, scary, or isolated. I'm Karina, and I'm a 17-year food allergy mom and food allergy coach at Friendly Pantry Consulting. I specialize in making food allergy life safer and less worrisome for food allergy families like yours. I'm not perfect, but over 17 years, I've learned a lot the hard way, and I'm sharing the secrets and resources you won't hear anywhere else that will help you feel confident living with food allergies faster and easier than I did. From introducing allergens, travel, navigating school, and educating friends and family, this podcast will give you the essential tips and strategies you need to help your food allergy child and family thrive. Welcome to the show. Before we start, I just want to clarify that this show applies to any epinephrine injector, not just the EpiPen. So whether you have an AuviQ or an Allerject or any other form of injector, please know that what I have here is for any of them. But I'm likely going to be using the word EpiPen just to keep it simple. So let's start today with talking about why it's really important to use the EpiPen first and fast during an anaphylactic reaction. So in the recent 2023 anaphylaxis practice parameter update, which I will link in the show notes, states that early epinephrine use for anaphylaxis may improve clinical outcomes by decreasing the risk of biphasic reactions and the need for hospitalization. Therefore, epinephrine should be administered at the first sign or symptom of suspected anaphylaxis. Now, I think that in every parent's mind, if our kid is having anaphylaxis, we would want those things, right? We would want to improve our child's clinical outcomes. We'd want to decrease the risk of a biphasic reaction and definitely the need for hospitalization. But even though we say that, so many of us still have a bit of hesitation. I think we say in our heads, like, is this really the time to use it? Will doctors tell me I shouldn't have done it? I had a case of this as a new food allergy mom where I probably should have used epinephrine, but I didn't feel confident, so I didn't. I'm going to post a link to the episode where I tell the full story in the show notes, but basically, when my daughter was 3, she had a known encounter with peanut butter and her face was swelling. She was actually unrecognizable, but I had no idea whether I should use the EpiPen and I wasted really valuable time just trying to figure it out. In the end, thank goodness, things worked out okay, but it could have gone the other way too. And I think it's so, so important that we as food allergy parents don't have that moment of hesitation. I think it's important for us to know exactly what to do and when, because anaphylaxis is serious, and if it's happening, it needs to be treated right away. So in this episode, I'm going to give you 3 questions that make up a quiz, so to speak, to help you figure out if you're ready for that big moment. I think it's going to be so revealing and helpful, so let's get to it. Okay, so I've got 3 questions, and question 3 is a bit of a doozy. It may be a bit difficult, so let's start with a couple more basic questions, and we'll get to question 3 in a minute. But the first one is, have you practiced? If you've ever started a new exercise program, you may have heard the instructor or the personal trainer talk about muscle memory. When you're doing an exercise for the first time, they're going to tell you to do it really slowly and focus on good form, and they get you to do it over and over. By going slowly with good form over and over, your body is developing muscle memory. That way, when your body is moving faster, your muscle memory is going to kick in and you're going to be able to keep that good form because your muscles remember, and I'm using air quotes here, how to do it correctly. So this is the same concept here. By practicing often with the EpiPen and using good form, it's going to help develop that muscle memory. If you have young kids, you can do this with your partner and other caregivers, but When your food allergy kids and their siblings get a little older, I highly recommend that you do this together with them too. And I don't think there's a magical age to start doing this. It just depends on your kids and whether they're ready to learn. I think when I started, I think they were probably around 10 and 8, around that age. You can use your EpiPen trainer, or if you have some expired EpiPens hanging around, which I highly recommend you keep for this purpose, definitely take those and use them on an orange, because when you're actually using that real thing, it's going to help you to really experience what it's going to feel like when it gets to that time. And I found that both my daughters, when we did it with them, it just took the fear away because it wasn't a big thing anymore. They were seeing what it would be like. They were experiencing it, and it wasn't as scary as when they had it in their mind and what they thought might happen. So practicing in that way is really great, but I actually want you to take it even one step further. I want you to grab your anaphylaxis emergency plan, and if you don't have one, I'm going to put a link to one in the comments, but I want you and another adult to set up little scenarios to help you get used to remembering the symptoms. If your kids are older, you're going to definitely want to include the food allergy child and their siblings because it's going to be beneficial for all of you. So once you've got that anaphylaxis emergency plan, you'll see that fainting is a severe symptom. So you could create a scenario like this. Johnny has a milk allergy and had lunch and went out to play. You noticed that he fell and he wasn't moving, so you rushed out to him. It looks like he fainted. He has a known dairy allergy and you know you had cheese in the house, so he may have accidentally had some. What would you do? Creating these scenarios can help put your mind into possible situations and hopefully prepare your mind to think quickly and act quickly when the real thing comes along. Okay, question number 2 in our quiz is, do you always have epinephrine injectors with you? So this should be self-explanatory, but how can you use your EpiPen if you don't have it? And I've talked about this a couple of times on the podcast already, but the 2023 practice parameter update on anaphylaxis shows that there's evidence that suggests that early epinephrine use may help improve clinical outcomes. So if you delay the use of epinephrine, there's an increased risk of biphasic reactions and hospitalizations. It even says that most patients who ended up dying from anaphylaxis did not receive epinephrine promptly. So again, I'll link to that in the show notes so you can read it if you want, but it just goes to show how important it is to have that epinephrine with you at all times. In our house, we have a rule, no epi, no eating. And I know that that can seem harsh, especially if you're making food yourself and bringing it. But here's the thing. By bringing your epinephrine every single time and not eating unless there's an EpiPen available, it creates a habit. Not only that, but it consistently gives the message that it is important because goodness knows that it's easier not to have it sometimes. But once our kids get old enough to bring it themselves, we want them to make good decisions instead of saying, oh, it'll be fine, I don't need it. We want them to actually say, I need it every time, because consistency is key and we need to model that to our kids. So if bringing epinephrine has been a struggle for you, or you want to help your child get into the habit of carrying it because you've been doing it mostly for them, I want you to check out the Calm Epinephrine Workshop, because you're going to get a plan to help you and your child get in the habit of carrying the epinephrine. You're going to get suggestions to help you motivate your child to start good habits, and the workbook is going to help you figure out the best plan for your family. I'll post a link to that in the comments. Okay, question number 3. I promise it was going to be a bit of a doozy, but I want you to be honest here. Have you ever said, I hope I never have to use the EpiPen, especially in front of your kids? If you've said this, or if you've said it even more than once, don't feel bad, because of course you don't want to use it. It's a normal response. But unfortunately, this thinking does nothing to overcome the hesitance to use epinephrine, because your thoughts can change your actions. And so if you're thinking that you never want to have to use it, you won't, or at least you'll hesitate, which is what we don't want. So if this is you, this is an important reminder to work on your thoughts. Do you have other thoughts that could be stopping you from using the EpiPen? Dig deep now and figure it out, because it's going to make a big difference. If you need help with this, check out the Calm Epinephrine Workshop. Not only do we work on creating good carrying habits, but we dive deep into some of the negative thoughts we have about using epinephrine and how they can limit our actions. Then I go over various strategies to move from a hesitant mindset to a positive mindset, so you and your child can become fully empowered and confident using epinephrine. Of course, I will post the link to that in the show notes. So tell me, how did you do with the quiz? I hope you've checked all of these questions off and had nothing to work on, but if you do, it is okay. No matter where you're at right now, it doesn't have to stay there. Whether you work it out on your own or you get help with the Calm Epinephrine Workshop, don't put it off. Now is the time to get over the hesitation of using epinephrine. Don't let another moment go by before you do this, because it is important and worth it. Thanks for listening, and bye for now. Before you go, Mama, if you love this episode and want deeper support, head over to friendlypantry.com to see how we can partner together to keep your food allergy child safer and worry less. There's no need for wasting time searching all over Instagram, TikTok, and the web to get the practical knowledge you need for your family. While you're there, grab your free Food Allergy Kids Empowerment Guide or the newly diagnosed checklist today. Topics are not medical advice and are the opinions, views, and property of Friendly Pantry Consulting Incorporated. All rights reserved. Always contact your board-certified allergist immunologist for health advice.